You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook, you know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're about to take a deep dive into one of the biggest true crime cases in the universe. Or, at least, on our part of the planet. From the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
The sun dipped low over the South Carolina Lowcountry, casting long shadows across the marshes and enveloping the ancient oaks in a golden hue. This was the land of the Murdos, a family whose name had been synonymous with law and power for over a century. Generations of Murdaws served as solicitors, wielding significant influence over the legal landscape of the region. At the center of this legacy stood Alec Murdaw, a prominent attorney and the latest torchbearer of the family's storied history. But beneath the surface of respectability and prestige, dark currents swirled. A series of tragic and criminal events would soon unravel the fabric of the Murdaw dynasty, bringing to light secrets that had been carefully concealed. Central to this unraveling was an addiction, a dependency on opioids that Alec Murdaw allegedly battled for years. This addiction, some say, was the catalyst for a chain of decisions that led to his ultimate downfall. It began, perhaps, with the pressures that came from being a Murdaw in the Lowcountry. Expectations were high, and the weight of a century-old legacy rested heavily on Alec's shoulders. As a partner at the family-founded law firm Peters, Murdaugh, Parker, Eltzroth & Dietrich, PMPED, he was expected to uphold the family's reputation for excellence and integrity. On the surface, he did just that, representing clients, attending community events, and maintaining the image of the successful Southern gentleman. But behind closed doors, Alec was allegedly struggling with a growing dependency on opioids. According to statements later made by his attorneys, his addiction began around 2 decades earlier, possibly stemming from a college football injury or subsequent surgeries. Over the years, what might have started as prescribed pain management allegedly spiraled into a full-blown addiction, consuming his life and clouding his judgment. In February 2019, tragedy struck when Alec's younger son, Paul Murdaugh, was involved in a fatal boating accident. Paul was allegedly driving the family boat under the influence when it crashed into a bridge, leading to the death of 19-year-old Mallory Beach. The incident brought intense media scrutiny and legal challenges to the Murdaugh family. Paul faced criminal charges, and the Beach family filed a wrongful death lawsuit against Alec and others. The lawsuit required Alec to disclose financial information, placing his finances under a microscope. It was during this time that questions began to arise about discrepancies in his financial dealings. Colleagues at PMPED started noticing irregularities in client accounts and settlement funds. The walls were closing in, and the pressure on Alec was mounting. Amidst this turmoil, Alec's alleged opioid addiction may have been intensifying. The stress of his son's legal troubles, combined with his own personal demons, could have exacerbated his dependency. Some speculate that the addiction impaired his ability to make sound decisions, leading him down a path of unethical and illegal actions. By September 2021, PMPED confronted Alec about missing funds. An internal investigation revealed that he had allegedly misappropriated millions of dollars from the firm and his clients. The firm demanded his resignation and issued a statement expressing shock and disappointment. Alec's world was crumbling, and the carefully constructed facade was shattering. Just days after his resignation, another shocking event occurred. On a rural road, Alec claimed he was changing a tire when he was shot in the head. The wound was superficial, and he survived. Initially presented as an attempted murder by an unknown assailant, the story quickly unraveled. Authorities alleged that Alec had orchestrated his own shooting, hiring a former client, Curtis Smith, to kill him so that his surviving son, Buster Murdaugh, could collect a $10 million life insurance payout. This bizarre turn of events raised serious questions about Alec's mental state. His attorneys stated that he was battling a severe opioid addiction and that he had entered a rehabilitation facility following the incident. They suggested that his addiction had driven him to a point of desperation, clouding his judgment and leading to irrational decisions. The alleged connection between Alec's addiction and his actions became a focal point in understanding his downfall. Legal experts and the public alike grappled with the extent to which addiction could explain, or perhaps mitigate, his alleged crimes. Was his opioid dependency the root cause of his misconduct, or was it an excuse to deflect blame? Investigations into Alec's financial dealings revealed a complex web of alleged fraud and theft. He was accused of embezzling funds from his law firm and clients, using a fraudulent bank account to divert settlement money for personal use. One notable case involved the family of Gloria Satterfield, the Murdaugh's longtime housekeeper, who died after a fall at their home. Alec allegedly encouraged her sons to file a wrongful death claim against him, only to divert the settlement funds without their knowledge. Victims of his alleged financial crimes were left devastated. They were individuals who had already suffered significant losses, grieving families, injured clients, who now faced financial ruin due to Alec's actions. The betrayal was profound, and the impact on their lives was immeasurable. As the legal proceedings unfolded, Alec's attorneys emphasized his addiction as a critical factor. They argued that his opioid dependency impaired his judgment and drove him to make decisions he otherwise would not have made. The defense painted a picture of a man trapped by addiction, spiraling out of control, and in need of compassion and treatment rather than solely punishment. However, prosecutors and some members of the public were skeptical. They contended that the calculated nature of the alleged financial crimes suggested deliberate intent rather than actions solely driven by addiction. The use of sophisticated schemes to embezzle funds indicated planning and awareness, they argued, challenging the notion that his addiction absolved him of responsibility. Experts on opioid addiction provided insight into how such dependencies can affect behavior. Opioids alter brain chemistry, impacting decision-making, impulse control, and emotional regulation. In severe cases, individuals may engage in risky or unethical behavior to obtain the substances they crave or to maintain their addiction. Financial desperation, impaired judgment, and heightened stress can compound these effects. But even with these considerations, the question remained: to what extent did Alec's alleged addiction influence his actions? And does it mitigate the harm caused to his victims? The impact of Alec's alleged crimes extended beyond financial losses. Trust in the legal system was eroded, particularly in a community where the Murdoch family had been pillars of authority. Colleagues at PMPED faced the fallout, their reputations tarnished by association. They implemented stricter oversight measures and cooperated fully with investigations to restore confidence. The broader context of the opioid crisis in the United States added another layer to the narrative. Opioid addiction has devastated communities across the country, affecting individuals from all walks of life, including professionals like Alec. Access to prescription opioids, combined with their highly addictive nature, has led to widespread dependency and a host of related social and legal issues. In the Lowcountry, conversations about addiction, stigma, and the need for support intensified. Some viewed Alec's situation as a cautionary tale about the dangers of unchecked addiction and the importance of early intervention. Others remained focused on seeking justice for the victims, emphasizing that addiction does not excuse criminal behavior. As legal battles continued, Alec's defense team sought to leverage his addiction in court proceedings. They aimed to present it as a mitigating factor, potentially influencing sentencing or leading to alternative resolutions that included treatment options. The strategy was met with mixed reactions, reflecting the complex interplay between empathy for addiction and the necessity of accountability. For the victims, the emphasis on Alec's addiction was often a bitter pill. Their lives had been irreparably harmed, and they struggled to reconcile their suffering with narratives that might soften perceptions of Alec's culpability. They called for full accountability and restitution, focusing on the tangible consequences of his alleged actions. In the midst of this turmoil, the unsolved murders of Alec's wife, Maggie Murdaugh, and son, Paul Murdaugh, loomed large. Found shot to death on the family's estate in June 2021, their deaths added layers of grief and suspicion. Authorities investigated potential connections between the murders, Alec's alleged financial crimes, and his addiction, but no definitive answers emerged. Some speculated that the immense stress and guilt from his alleged actions, compounded by his addiction, could have contributed to a deteriorating mental state. Others questioned whether there were darker motives at play. The lack of clarity fueled rumors and deepened the tragedy, enveloping the Murdaugh family. Throughout the community, the fall of Alec Murdaugh prompted reflection on the pressures of legacy, the hidden struggles individuals may face, and the far-reaching impact of addiction. It challenged perceptions of privilege and impunity, revealing vulnerabilities that transcended social status. As Alec underwent treatment for his addiction, the legal proceedings marched forward. He faced numerous charges related to financial crimes, insurance fraud, and other allegations. The courts grappled with the appropriate balance between recognizing the role of addiction and ensuring justice for the victims. For some, Alec's situation underscored the need for systemic changes in how addiction is addressed within the legal system. Advocates called for more comprehensive support services, alternative sentencing options, and a shift towards rehabilitation over purely punitive measures. They argued that treating the root causes of criminal behavior could lead to better outcomes for individuals and society. Yet, the severity and calculated nature of the alleged crimes made leniency a contentious prospect. The victims and their advocates insisted that addiction should not overshadow the deliberate harm caused. They emphasized the importance of upholding ethical standards, particularly for those in positions of trust and authority. In the end, the story of Alec Murdaugh is a complex tapestry woven with threads of legacy, tragedy, addiction, and alleged betrayal. It raises difficult questions about personal responsibility, the influence of addiction on behavior, and the pursuit of justice in the face of multifaceted human experiences. As the sun sets over the marshes of the Lowcountry, the community continues to navigate the aftermath. Healing will take time, for the victims seeking restitution, for the legal community rebuilding trust, and for a family grappling with profound loss and scandal. The legal outcomes will, in part, shape the narrative that endures. Whether Alec's addiction is viewed as a mitigating factor or an element of a broader pattern of misconduct remains to be seen. What is certain is that the repercussions of his alleged actions have left an indelible mark on all those affected. In contemplating this saga, we are reminded of the fragile balance between empathy and accountability. Addiction is a pervasive and devastating condition that can drive individuals to unimaginable depths. Yet, the choices made, especially by those in positions of power, carry weight and consequences that extend far beyond themselves. The hope is that lessons will be learned, that awareness of addiction's impact will lead to better support and interventions, that systems will be strengthened to prevent abuse of power, and that justice will be served in a manner that honors the experiences of all involved. As the story continues to unfold, the eyes of many remain fixed on the Lowcountry, awaiting the resolutions that may bring closure to a chapter marked by sorrow and reflection.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap. Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No